It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.
Lockdown.
Isolation interview specials continue, MG. And today we welcome in friend of the show, superstar forward for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Paul Vaughan. G'day, Vaughny.
G'day, boys. How we going?
Oh, fantastic, buddy. How have you been? How's life in lockdown treating the big man?
Mate, it's a bit of a punish, to be honest. I'm a pretty active sort of person, so I always like to be outside doing something. But, it's getting a little bit frustrating, but I can't really do too much about it.
What's an average day for, look like for Paul Vaughan? What do you do? You get up and train, and how do you spend your time, brother?
Yeah, mate, I get up in the morning, we'll get my little daughter ready, get her some breakfast, and then me and the wife usually go for either a bike ride or a little walk. Sort of get everything done in the morning, and then we're left for the afternoon just doing what we can do and try to find things to sort of keep us active. But yeah, it's frustrating.
Paul, as these rugby league players and NRL, the discussion over the pay dispute plays out, how do you get updated on these things? Is somebody in touch with you on a daily basis? Do you receive an email? How does it work from a player's perspective?
Yeah, so we just have a group chat on WhatsApp with the boys, and there's a few boys that sort of represent us that go through RLPA. I think it's James Graham and Ewan Aiken. So whatever information they get through the RLPA, they'll just forward on to the group chat, and the boys sort of get all the information from there.
Vaughan, I saw some photos of you before the season started. You're looking fantastic shape. You've had a mad off season. Them traps of yours, you could hike up them, brother. What's going on there?
Yeah, I think that might have been Hans. I don't know who did it for me, but they did me an absolute solid. So I was pretty stoked with that. But
mate,
you're right. There was a lot of hard work done throughout the preseason, especially at the Saints. And it's sort of until the season gets back on track. We're all the boys are still training, but it's a little bit, it hurts for all the boys to do the hard work and for that to happen.
Well, it makes me wonder who won the fight for all the heavy gear when you emptied out the gym. Who managed to walk away with the big dumbbells and the big weights?
No, one of my good mates up in Wollongong, he owns a CrossFit gym, so I was, I just took a step back and said, "Go, man, boys," and they made a little fight between themselves. But yeah, I've got a little place that I go to, so that sort of keeps me active, which is good.
Well, I imagine, yeah. I mean, Tristan Saylor squats 500 kgs or something, doesn't he? So I imagine
yeah,
he took
a lot
it.
Of shit that is. 500 pounds.
News just recent about Tyson Frizzell's move to Newcastle. Obviously good mates with you, not just at club level, but New South Wales level. Did he have a discussion with you before he made it, or did you just find out like we all did on Instagram?
Yeah, no, see, I was sort of taking the piss with Tyce for a while there. We went through Newcastle to have a trial, and I was like, mate, you don't want to come here. This place sucks. And I was just sort of in him a little bit. But he had the best, actually, he's good at poker. So he just kept his poker face. And I tried to break him. I tried to get in him to see any sort of information. But he stayed pretty solid. But, yeah, it's not the best case for the Saints. Tyson is... He's a big part of the group there, so it's going to hurt us. But yeah, that's football these days, mate.
What about as far as work goes? I know a good mate of yours, Louis Shepherd. I spoke to him this morning. He said he was speaking to you last night. Yeah. What were you guys doing when you were 20? Would you go back to that some if you had to be semi-professional?
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually talking to Shep the other day about what I was doing. It's funny, I went to Bunnings and bought a little cubby house for my daughter, and I put that together today. So I might try my hand at being a chippy or something like that. I'm pretty sad in myself. pretty stoked with how that came out. But no, I did plenty of things when I was coming through playing for 20s. I was a personal trainer, I worked at a gym, I was doing a bit of security. I did a fair bit. So, if I had to go back, I'd probably do something like that. I'm about to do my security certificates all over again. And so, that's always open sort of thing to do. But, yeah, if footy doesn't go back, I guess I'll sort of look back into it.
Well, MG and I came up with some ideas, actually. We could, I reckon, send you down to the beaches and start dragging
officer.
These idiots off the beaches who keep going down there.
Yeah, no, that could be a fair idea, actually. I was down the beach today, down Shell Harbour. It's my local beach, but, not too many people were down there. I just went for a walk. But,
good.
It's not the best case, but that's what happens, I guess.
It's a strange time. Now, we don't like to ambush people on this show, Vaughny.
But you're going to.
I'm going to. I'm going to. Because I don't know if you're across it, But are you aware that Damien Cook shaved his facial hair off?
No.
Yeah, he looks terrible, doesn't he?
He shaved it off.
Terrible. Yeah, he did, yeah.
I haven't seen the pictures. What's he look like?
He's like a fetus.
I was going to say a 10-year-old, but yeah.
He's not going to be happy with that, actually. Sorry, Cookie. He, listen to my, love you.
He thought the players taking a haircut was a literal thing, and he's gone into the barber, and he's gotten the mustache and the goatee taken off. I wouldn't recognise him on the street now.
He might be trying to hide from someone.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a fair call. Cookie's all the money in the world, though, so he's not worried about what's going on.
Nah, he's got more money than a mint. So what about you, in this lockdown period, Vaughny? Is there anything that you've found that you've bought back, you know, like that you haven't probably tried for a couple of years? Is there a board game or something you and the missus have bought out? Or?
Oh, yeah. We went and got a 3,000-piece puzzle the other day.
Oh, 3,000.
That was a terrible, terrible decision. I'm almost thrown in the bin already. I've lost a couple of pieces. But it's not, mate. It's driving me mad.
Should have started with 30, then go to 300, then maybe.
Missus goes 3,000, so I'll blame it on her.
Yeah, great.
But we never stood a chance.
3,000-piece puzzle. Hey, are you in the? I mean, everybody's going and living in their own world now. But how are you and your Dragons teammates staying in touch? Are you just messaging? Are you using Zoom? What are you doing to stay in touch with all the boys and check on their well-being?
Yeah, we started a new group chat today, sort of just to keep the boys in contact. Just sort of seeing something that you're doing throughout the week. So there's a couple of boys that are doing puzzles that are throwing that up, and I'm about to throw the cubby house up that I've put together today. So that's another good way to sort of keep in contact and all that kind of stuff. Keeps connected. Well,
like, in all seriousness, I haven't seen my mates. You know, I see them daily when we train together, and I haven't seen them for a week. And I said to my wife, who is on Facebook Messenger to all her friends all the time, I haven't got Messenger. So she said, what about getting that house party app? So I got it last night, and about eight of us just were having a chat with each other. It was amazing. Like, I mean, downtime, I would never have done that ordinarily unless something like this has happened. So I suppose everybody's reset a little bit and gone back to some wholesome values, hey?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think, you don't realise, how quickly that you lose the contact, because you're so used to seeing all the boys every day. So it's one of those things. You've got to pick up the phone and be old school and chat with the boys. But, you just got to take those measures to keep in contact, I guess.
Okay, now the two hard questions, brother. you're stuck in isolation for the next 6 weeks, we're presuming, we're saying. Yeah. Who's the teammate that you would least like to be stuck with, and who's the teammate you'd love to be stuck with?
Who would I hate to be stuck with?
Who took a glass of water sleep?
I can answer that pretty easy. The player that I'd hate to be stuck with is Matt Duffy, because I can't stand him, and I can only cop him for about 5 minutes of the day.
Why? What's he?
Oh, he just doesn't get in. He's a punish.
He's like a cartoon character, isn't he? He's just like a...
I call him the rat because he obviously looks like a rat. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Who else who I'd like to be stuck in isolation with? I reckon Benny Hunt. I'd like to be stuck in isolation. He'll probably say the opposite of me, but...
Is he a good chef? Is he a good bloke to talk to? Is he good on the gate? Like, does he play good? Is it PlayStation or Xbox? What's the reason for Ben Hunt?
Well, even after his pay cut, he's still got plenty of cash, MJ.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. He can still take me out and buy me a couple of coffees. He's got too much cash. That's exactly why I'd want to be stuck with him.
You go straight to his mattress and lift that up and say,
what's the breakfast in the morning,
man? Paul Vaughan, we love having you on the show. We're glad you're getting some well-deserved family time, but we hope to see you back on the football field very soon.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Go, Vaughny.